Welcome back. I'm Camille, and this is Heal with Camille podcast. Today, I want to talk to grandparents that are raising their grandchildren, and I can't tell you how many problems that can cause if you're not paying attention to, you know, what you're doing. I've got a handful. I really think I've got about six families that, for whatever reason, grandparents ended up raising grandchildren. And the first things to not do is put your grandchildren above your children and to put inheritance issues on the children. So whenever it comes to love and being a parent, I think as parents, you're a radically different person, and you're probably new at parenting when you have children. So you aren't loving them too much. You're probably giving them parameters. Children are being parented more from parents to children. What I find with grandparents and grandchildren is they don't parent the same way they did their children. So they are grandparents. They love their grandkids and they love their kids, but their kids are grown up and they're gone or they're out of the house usually. And so they tend to spoil the grandchildren. Now, obviously, grandparents spoil grandchildren, but if you're parenting them, you have to be careful not to create little monsters. Because what starts happening is grandkids think that they're above their parents or their aunts and their uncles, and they might treat them differently, or they think they're equal or they're entitled to the family home or the family assets before their aunts and uncles. So this can turn into kind of a nightmare scenario for your own children. And you may say, well, I love them. I adopted them. They become mine. You know, maybe you had a daughter that passed away. Well, that's understandable. And you raised them since they were two or five or however old you know they were when you got them. And so they really are your children. And you're probably a much better adult with your grandchildren than you were your own children because you've grown up and you were smarter. But you're still a grandparent raising a grandchild. And your kids, be it they are adults now, maybe they're 30s or 40s or 50s, they still are your children and they still have feelings toward you like you're my mammal, you're my parent. I want you to respect me. I want you to love me. I want you to treat me with the same regard you treated me growing up. They want to be seen still as a valued member of the family and they want you to put them before grandkids, basically. So that can be a lot of heartache for your children. And you might look at them and say, look, you know, I've had to take on these grandchildren. I've had to raise them. I love them. I love you too, but you don't need me. These grandkids need me. You know, you don't need me. You're making money. You have a house. You have cars. These grandkids have nothing. All they have is me. Yet you might indulge them a little bit more and you might let them stay longer than you let your own children stay. So what I am witnessing with a couple of families that I'm counseling right now is there's a situation where one daughter passed away, children. There were other family members that could have raised them, but both the parents passed away. So these grandparents took over raising these grandchildren, these little girls, and you know took them in, loved them, adored them, babied them, gave them a good home. They were safe. They were loved. Everything was great. And now when it's time to get them launched, actually it's past time to get them launched, they are in their mid-20s and one drives, one does not drive. Both of them work, one full-time, one part-time. And they just have taken liberties. They're spoiled, basically. So the other children in the family resent the crap out of them and they resent the grandparents because literally these little grandkids are just pigging out. They're getting whatever they want. And then they've got, you know, constant therapy because they're in distress and they aren't tough like the other kids were taught to be tough. You know, it's like you break a foot, walk it off, you'll be fine. In this situation, these grandkids are just pampered at every turn. So what happens with the other siblings, with your literal children and not grandchildren, is they look at you differently and they start feeling resentment towards you as a grandparent because they feel it's unfair. And it might be unfair, truly. And then let's start talking about inheritance issues. And let's just say you have three kids. One kid dies, yet you're raising the one daughter that passed away. You're raising her two kids. But you think you should divide the inheritance up equally amongst your two existing children that are alive and then the two granddaughters. Well, you only have three kids. So technically, it would be you divide your inheritance three ways for your three children. But if you've raised the grandkids, you want to give them each a portion like they are equal to their aunt and their uncle. So this is causing a major kerfuffle in the family because the other two adult children are saying, no, no, they can share their mother's portion. They can share their mother's inheritance, not they get their own. They're not equal to them in their eyes. Now, that's got to be worked out. I tend to agree with the children get the percentage and the grandchildren get their mother's percentage or their father's percentage, whatever the inheritance, whoever the inheritance would go to. Because there's other grandkids. There's other grandkids involved here. There's, let's see, four or five other grandkids that are getting nothing. They're getting no inheritance. So you see the unfairness issue that's starting to get spread around this family. And so these grandparents who have sacrificed their life, that they've put these grandkids first, they probably didn't want to stop their life when they were in their 50s and take over these children, but they did it. They've done a good job, but they really have overdone it. They've now indulged them too much. So I understand how their other adult children and grandchildren feel. They feel like they're slighted. They feel angry. They feel resentful. And there's a favoritism concern, which I agree. So grandparents, you really want to reconsider if you're going to put your grandchildren, these two grandchildren that maybe this family's raised above other children, other grandchildren, that's going to cause a problem when you're gone. And if you truly love these grandkids, and of course you do, you don't want to put them up and set them up for a problem with their cousins, their other aunts and uncles, or their parents, because they inherit everything. You know, money isn't everything. Stuff isn't everything. Relationships matter. And these grandkids are going to need people. They're going to need people like you to love them and the family and welcome them. You know, money doesn't always last. Things happen. So you want to set the family up to win at your passing. And I would say, do your estate planning with your adult children in mind as well as your grandkids in mind. I do think that it tugs at our heartstrings. Littler kids tug at our heartstrings, and I fully get that. But it really is going to be, it'll present as a problem down the road if you don't include your children equally. And these other grandkids, if they're going to have an equal share like they were legitimate children, the other grandkids are going to resent you because they're going to get nothing unless their parents pass it on to them. This just sets up a world of hurt and a world of problems. And all you're trying to do probably is love your grandkids and give them all you can give them. But if you feel sorry for them, if you kind of feel bad for them and you know, you're going to save them and poor them, you're pitying them. And so it's hard to hold those kind of kids accountable. And in this situation, we've got two adult females over 20, in mid-20s actually. One drives, one doesn't drive. One works part-time, one works full-time. Now, they're living in the family home. They don't have to do much. They don't cook, they don't clean. They don't have to do a lot. And when asked, how long are you going to take care of these kids? Well, forever. You know, that's the answer, forever. Because they need that or because you need that. So this is a concern that is brought up because if you look at the harm that's being done with these children, they're not prepared for life when you go. And you don't live forever. You know, they're in their 80s, just turned 81, and they really can't afford to keep doing everything for these grandkids. And it's wearing them out. Their health is taking a tax on their health. So this is something that's just unsustainable. At some point, children need to launch. They need to leave home. They need to go live in an apartment, pay their own way, go to college, amount to something in their life. They got to become productive individuals in society. That's the nature of being a parent. You want to raise your kids to launch, to leave home. And then you've taught them everything they need to know. They are self-sustaining. That's healthy. What's unhealthy and harmful, I'd say, is to make them dependent upon you forever so that you have an identity. You've got validation. And you know, it's interesting. I find that this family in particular, they think they look good. You know, their church respects them and people, the neighbors feel so sorry for them that they've had to raise their grandchildren. And so it's become an identity for them as well. And you know, they have a deceased daughter. So I understand that this has been a big deal for them and they put their life on hold and they want to see it through. But what I would say is seeing it through is getting it across the finish line, letting these girls go, helping them out, getting them in an apartment, getting them in college, believing in them to help them launch and trusting them to kind of make it on their own because they can, they will, they're going to have to. Because at some point when these grandparents pass away, these grandkids aren't going to be able to call an aunt or an uncle or maybe even their parents and say, hey, can I come live with you? Will you take care of me? Will you make my meals? Will you drive me here and there? not going to happen. They're going to have to figure it out at some point. And wouldn't it be better that you would help your child launch, their grandchild launch now? And even if you have to help them a little with money, first and last month's rent, you know, keep them going, teach them how to cook, get them out there, you know, struggling to make it on their own. Let them struggle and then encourage them and believe in them and help them in the struggle as they get independent. Wouldn't it be better now to do that while you're still here? Because when you're not here, it's not likely that the rest of the family is going to jump in and pick up where you leave off. I assure you that's probably not going to be the case. There's going to be resentment. There already is usually. And they don't want to say anything. They don't want to risk losing their inheritance, you know, your other siblings, the siblings or your other children. Or they don't want to get you upset with them because they love you and they don't want to cause more stress to you. They're doing okay. They've got money. They've got jobs. They've got a house. They've got cars. But they still feel like it's unfair. And this is not the legacy you want to leave behind as grandparents and parents. So I would say to you, talk to an estate planner, do a little research, you know, investigate other families and how they did it when they raised grandchildren, and try to make it as fair as possible. And at least, at the very least, acknowledge to the older children you've got, to the existing children you've got, this wasn't fair that we picked up and raised a second set of kids. We understand that. We know that it's been hard for you. At least say all that. Give them permission to share how they feel and to let you know that they still love you. Talking can help. I'd get into a family counselor and try and work this out before you go. Do your estate planning fairly and, you know, make requests of the older children that they do help the grandkids so that these grandkids aren't just thrown to the wolves when you're dead. But please acknowledge your children during right now and in the process so that you don't leave a wrecked family behind. Okay, good. That's what I wanted to say. I'm seeing this happening with one of my families that I'm counseling, and it's just, we're turning some things around, but there's just got to be some acknowledgement of how the existing children feel. And grandparents, you did a great job. Thank you for taking care of grandkids. However, you have other kids too that still matter. So I hope this helped you. And if you have a situation like this, you want to counsel through it, I am available to you and your family, and you can reach me at healwithcamille.com. That's H-E-A-L with K-I-M-I-L-E.com. Thanks for listening.